Why are we suddenly hearing that some of the world's most respected scientists are also deeply religious people? Perhaps the answer can be found in the fact that the latest scientific findings have revealed the universe to be a far richer and more subtle place than previously imagined. Quite naturally, the relationship between science and religion is being re-examined in the light of the new scientific findings. Although I am a scientist by profession, a theoretical physicist who has published more than 100 scientific articles in the standard professional journals during the three past decades, I have also spent a significant amount of time exploring the subject of science and the Bible, and have written a book on this topic, In the Beginning, Biblical Creation and Science. My book has been well received, having been translated into 9 languages and reprinted dozens of times. In addition, I have often lectured on science and the Bible to audiences comprising a remarkably wide range of diverse groups, both religious and secular. In the course of these lectures, I have met many thoughtful and intelligent people from all walks of life and with every point of view who are deeply interested in the topic of science and religion and thirsty for additional knowledge. This is what motivated me to write In the Beginning. The subject is so vast and so important, however, that I've come to realize that there is need for another book. There is, of course, no lack of books nowadays on the subject of science and religion. The names Ian Barber, Arthur Peacock, and John Polkinghorne immediately come to mind. These important books were all written in the Christian tradition, as is natural given their authors. However, the traditional Jew seeks a book on science and religion in the spirit of traditional Judaism, written by an author who is a committed practicing Jew. Another important point is that an active research scientist is best able to write about science with authority, accuracy, and clarity. Such qualities are often lacking in books on science and religion by non-scientists, rabbis, journalists, lawyers. A comment should be made about the very few books that are available on science and religion in the Jewish tradition. They are quite fundamentalist, almost creationist, both in tone and in content. The result is generally bad science, as well as bad theology. A creationist approach is not the Jewish point of view to understanding Genesis, as was firmly established by Maimonides back in the 12th century. The writings of Maimonides have served as a beacon for me and are often quoted in this book. There is an additional pressing reason for a book on science and religion addressed to a popular audience. The nonfiction bestseller lists these days include books by militant atheists, 3 of whom have made the following statements. 1. The kindly God who loves us is like Santa Claus, a myth of childhood that no sane, undiluted adult could possibly believe in. 2. Religion is a dreadful disease of society, and I think that science liberates people from the world's religions. 3. Human vanity cherishes the absurd notion that our species is special. Such pronouncements, made in the name of science, must not go unchallenged.